Recently, at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, a handful of us enjoyed a remarkably diverse day of bird banding within our sanctuary. Among our feathered companions for the day was a less common little beauty and an excellent insectivore. Even better, this was my first time seeing this bird up close and personal. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, the Pacific Slope Flycatcher. This is Bay Birds. The Pacific Slope Flycatcher is somewhat drab-colored with a yellowish underside that extends up the throat. This flycatcher has a greenish-brown back with pale yellow to whitish wing bars. Pacific Slope flycatchers have longer tails compared to other flycatchers, and the underside of its bill is bright yellow. They also have an almost punk-like white eye ring that extends back in a teardrop shape. All this aside, what really caught my eye were its prominent whiskers. Apparently common in flycatchers, these whiskers are actually rictal bristles, the rictal being that fleshy back part of the bill where the bristles or whiskers grow. These whiskers aren't like those you find on your dog or cat. They are actually specialized feathers. Each bristle is truly the bare bones of a feather, simply the stiff, bare, tapered feather shaft, or rachis. Missing are the colored, feathery parts that branch out to make up the more typical feather. Exactly why flycatchers and a few other bird species have these bristles has been a matter of debate. Early assumptions were that bristles assisted birds in catching flying insect prey in midair, a feat flycatchers are especially skilled at. They perch within the canopy, surveying the air, then fly out to snatch their prey midair. Seems like bristles would help provide a broader net with which to catch insects, but one group of researchers removed the bristles from a set of study birds and effectively demonstrated that birds without whiskers caught just as many insects as birds with whiskers. So much for that theory. Another possible theory suggests the bristles are somehow sensory and perhaps help birds more when they are searching for insects on leaves and twigs. Either way, ornithologists do agree the bristles serve a purpose. They just haven't been able to confirm exactly what that purpose is yet. As for the Pacific Slope flycatchers themselves, they often will forage in swarms of gnats and mosquitoes, fulfilling an important ecological and human desired role in keeping these insect populations in check. Pacific Slope flycatchers are generally only found in the Pacific Coast states, but they can be difficult to spot. They tend to hang out in warm, humid, lowland coniferous forest, pine oak forest, and dense second-growth woodlands. They can also be found in riparian or forested stream habitats. Their scientific name is Difficilis, quite appropriate since not only are they hard to spot, but they are also extremely difficult to distinguish from the Cordillerian flycatcher. Luckily, the two are rarely in the same geographic location, and the Pacific Slope flycatcher's call is a very distinct set of chips and peeps. Take a listen. So perhaps next time you roam the local woodlands here in Marin or elsewhere along our coast, even if you can't catch a glimpse of the Pacific Slope flycatcher, you'll still know it's around just by listening to it sing. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.